Bagley is a pretty special place, just 25 miles from the start of the Mississippi River. People from all over the world flock to the headwaters and take the chance to wade through the mighty Mississippi. Of course, there's a time and a place for everything, and as a group of sun-loving co-eds are about to discover, we now go to the dining room of the Bagley Bed and Breakfast, where the local Presbyterian church ladies have gathered.
Oh my, how are you? That's a wonderful time.
Here we are. Calling this meeting to order. First of all, I want to thank all of you for electing me as president of the Presbyterian Church Ladies Literary Society. Now to the first order of business, choosing our next literary adventure. I have been given a list of 3 nominations from the group, and once I read them off, we can vote. Our first choice is the high-suspense thriller, Into the Peruvian Night, detailing the life of a man willing to do anything to save the life of his poisoned chimpanzee. Next, we have High Wire Heartache, the tale of a tightrope walker balancing her circus career and a secret affair with a trapeze performer. When there is no safety net for love, who falls to their death first? And our third selection is the romance novel, 50 Shades of Grey. Well, why don't you all chat about them for a bit before voting? And I'll just get us another pot of coffee. Jean, could I get some more coffee, please?
Coming right up. You holding your own as the new president of the book club?
Dixie cups and dingleberries. I don't know. Our literary selections weren't any good this year. Do you know what someone suggested? 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that book's not so bad. It's upstairs on the coffee table.
Ooh.
Of course, Dolores has been acting awful funny since she bought it. She keeps talking about her inner goddess of carnal longing.
Ooh. Well, I'd rather pick up a few Harlequin romances and whack my head against the wall. Jean, don't tell anyone this, but I'm very worried about the book club. Did you know that last year we lost 5 members?
Well, we are getting older.
My stars and garters, they didn't die. Beth went to live with her mother in International Falls. Missy and Mary got condos in Florida. Judy read a whole lot of Martin Luther and shaved her head. We're not too sure what happened to Barbara. She had a midlife crisis and bought a Ferrari. Now all her posts on Facebook say from Hawaii.
Well, that's not so bad.
We need fresh members, Jean. We need, new ideas, new book nominations. Oh, but where are we going to find anyone like that?
Hi. Do you own this place?
Sure do. My name's Gene.
Johnny, this is the place. I'm Madison Gillespie, and, this is my boyfriend, Johnny Rosemont.
Hey.
We're from Pasadena. Is it, always this cold outside?
Well, darling, you're not wearing much of a coat there. You and your guy here want something hot to drink?
OMG, yes. I would like a double skim mocha latte with organic whipped cream and a cinnamon stick and a little almond with a peace sign in the foam.
We got hazelnut cream packets and Splenda.
For Ian.
And for you, sir? So the same then? Okay.
Miss Gillespie, I couldn't help but notice that you have a book in your purse.
Yeah?
Your very cute purse. Where did you get it?
Oh, my God. So I went into Forever 21, and they, had it on this discount rack. And this other girl saw it right as I did, so I sprinted across the store, like totally almost kicked this little 5-year-old boy in the face, but like, luckily, I got the purse. But then the mom of this 5-year-old pushed me into like this shoe rack. Isn't that how it happened?
Yeah, like, she still got the scar. It looks like a tiger. It's pretty rad.
That's very interesting, but I meant the book, dear. What book are you reading?
This? It's like a travel guide to northeastern Minnesota. It's how we heard about all the beaches.
Beaches?
Yeah, Johnny read them in the guidebook. See, here it says that, like, there are thousands of beaches interspersed throughout the wilds of northern Minnesota. Like, you read it, Johnny.
Babe, can you pass me my reading Ray-Bans? Gnarly. So, like, it continues. While not nearly as numerous as their ash or tamarack comrades, these beaches provide a papery bark that can be a source of warmth in the warm weather.
A source of what? Johnny! Madison! Have either of you ever heard of a typographical error?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I think they have vaccines for it now.
So many people had to die? Oh, sad!
Miss, I think that guidebook was referring to birches, not beaches. We got lots of them up here, but I'm not sure I'd want to lay on one.
Oh, no! I hate autocorrect! Johnny!
Oh, it'll be all right, babe. We can still spend spring break here. Maybe do some snowboarding. We found this place on Groupon.
That's what that was? I thought that kid was trying to sell me space in his hockey coupon book. Well, a deal's a deal. Is it just you two, or are there more?
Oh, we brought along, like, 10 of my sorority sisters from Kappa Delta Theta, and, like, 7 of Johnny's brothers from Sigma Kappa Alphas.
Well, that's quite the ratio. When I was a younger man, we'd call that the victory formation.
Come on in, guys.
Oh, that was great. Well, 2 days have passed since the students arrived. They've been quite the days. They've rented out the bowling alley for an evening. And then the next morning, the owner found bowling shoe footprints on the ceiling and pins in the vending machine. I thought Gene might be a little stressed, so the church ladies and myself came by to bring him a few desserts. Oh, Gene! Hello! Are you here, dear?
Hello, Melinda.
Oh, my stars and garters. Gene, what happened? Are you all right?
I'm hanging in there. Well, this college life has sure changed a lot since my days. They've got new words for everything. Have you ever heard of a Harlem Shake?
No.
I hope you never do. Dolores took off for Walker yesterday. She's not too happy with me. We might get divorced.
Oh, well, I thought I would just bring over a few of my chocolate-loaded pumpernickel brownie cocoa explosions to cheer you up. Would you like some?
Don't open that Tupperware too wide, Melinda.
Why not?
Oh,
yes.
Oh man, that's no good. Now you've done it.
They've been treating their glaucoma since yesterday morning.
Now, you stop it. There's certainly enough to share. Here, now, you can have one, and you... No, this is a strange thing. I don't see Madison or that Johnny anywhere.
Oh, they drove up to the state park for a hot date. Madison said she wanted to Instagram the headwaters.
But there's a blizzard coming this afternoon.
Is that the one they're calling Winter Storm Schmiegel?
Yes. They say there will be white-out conditions. Oh, what if their car broke down? Church ladies! Church ladies! I want all of you to go home and collect all the blankets and hot chocolate you've got. Gene and I will drive up to the headwaters and get them back before they get snowed in. Now, chop, chop! Oh, my goodness, my stars and garters! Holy... focus.
This blizzard sure is getting rough. Why'd they call it Schmeagol?
Well, it's named after a famous character from the Lord of the Rings novels. He couldn't decide whether or not he would be good or evil, but in the end attempted to destroy the world.
Well, with those qualifications, they could have named it after my mother-in-law. Or her daughter. Or me, for that matter. Man, I'm just really messed up right now.
Oh, look, Jean! That's them! There, by the side of the road.
Hey, book club lady. Wow, I'm glad to see you. We spent so long taking pictures that our phones died.
Yeah, and we hit a deer. But he ran away, though, into his house. We could see him take off his snowsuit and dial the phone. I think it was a dude.
Well, you'd better jump in the car, the both of you. We better get back before the storm hits.
Sweet.
Do you have an iPhone charger?
Is that a drink? I don't think so. It's good to be back here, isn't it, Jean?
And thanks for the hot chocolate and blankets.
Oh, you should thank all the church ladies for doing that, dear. They really came together. Well, I'm so glad you like the hot chocolate and the blankets, dear. But it looks like we're all snowed in here for a couple of days. I hope you students won't mind if we hold our book club meeting. I'd really like to have a book club meeting with you, dear.
Well, what are you reading?
Well, we're still trying to decide. Tell me, have either of you read any good books lately?
Oh, sure, on my Kindle. You should read The Casual Vacancy or maybe Gone Girl. So good.
Oh, yeah, and I was fond of Cloud Atlas. I found it to be a thought-provoking conceptual matrix woven into the chasm of modern literature.
Ooh, these are wonderful suggestions. Church ladies, I now call this meeting to order.
Oh, this is going to be a radio player.
Oh, these young people bring a lot.